Good morning again. Takes 5 minutes to shake hands, but then everybody's got to scurry to their seats. So that's good. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to gather them up. We're going to begin this morning over in the Gospel of Matthew, reading some verses in the 15th chapter of Matthew, beginning in verse 1. Again, Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Then the scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' and then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.'" When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then his disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." I like bumper stickers. You see them everywhere. We drive around town, the back of cars, on the back of vans, on the back of everything. Some are funny, some are nasty. Lots of them are political. Many praise their children's success. Some count, and you can see how many are in their family. Some push a cause. One guy simply put up a bumper sticker that said, "Bumper sticker." Another one had a blank one. I guess you can fill in the blank as to what you want or think what you want to think. I like the proud one that a husband must have put up that says, "I love my wife, and I do." Then there's all the advice bumper stickers. Like, "Take it easy, life is short," or "Have a good day unless you've made other plans." Some bumper stickers make you stop and think, and then maybe even cry. Like this one that reads, "Every fourth baby dies from choice." Or the one that says, "When Jesus said, 'Love your enemies,' I think he probably meant, 'Don't kill them.'" I like the one that read, "Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back." Oh, there's lots of bumper stickers to choose from that have a very positive message. Take your pick. I'll let you read them for a minute. But this morning I want to focus on just one. This one. It reads, "Don't follow me. I'm lost." It reminds me of that story we just read here in Matthew chapter 15, the first 14 verses. The Pharisees, the teachers of the law, should have been the leading religious people of the day. And if anyone knew God, they should have been the one who would know God, if anyone would practice caring, would practice loving religion, it should have been them. But Jesus says they were hypocritical. Their religion was shallow, legalistic. They were all form and they were no substance. Jesus later would say they're clouds without water. He would call them whitewashed tombs. Pretty on the outside, but inside full of dead men's bones. Recall what he said in Matthew 15, 8 and 9. Let's look at that again. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Then perhaps came the most serious indictment down in verse 14. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall in the ditch. Those lost leaders were interested in ritual more than they were in righteousness. They were all wrapped up in hand washing, but they knew nothing about soul washing. They criticized Jesus' disciples when their own lives were full of dishonor and shame. They were the religious leaders of the day, but they weren't acting like it. They were blind guides, Jesus said. And to follow them would to mean both them and you would fall into the ditch. So you've got to watch who you follow. Because some people read like the bumper sticker, "Don't follow me. I'm lost." A lot of bumper stickers out there with a lot of messages on them. But not all bumper stickers on the back of cars. Sometimes we find him stuck on all aspects of life. Consider this. Bumper stickers can be seriously wrong. I call them bumper sticker pulpits. They scream out a lot of things that can get you into a heap of trouble if you were to believe them. And there's so much wrong, there's so much warped thinking that seeps into our minds from bumper stickers off of television or bumper stickers off the magazines we look at or bumper stickers off the movies we go see or even the music that we listen to. Here are a few of them, kind of in my words. If it feels good, do it. If it hurts, leave it alone. Break any rule as long as you can make a quick buck. Get to the top no matter who you have to walk on. If you love him or her, shucks, leave your marriage, leave your family, leave your kids, leave anything and everything else that stands in the way of your happiness. Oh, everybody's doing it. You've heard that, haven't you? Oh, just once won't hurt. You're only young once. Oh, there's a lot of bad examples out there in all aspects of life. And I hate to be a kid because today poor kids without are seeing drug pushers that have. Those kind of people in life all have lots of money and wear sharp clothes and they drive fine automobiles and they teach a very misleading lesson that if you violate the law, if you walk on the rights of others, then you're going to make it to the top in this world in which we live. There are a lot of very old people, but not a lot of very old drug dealers. Because they're either caught and sent to prison or they're killed somewhere along the way. Couple this with the same kid's chances of becoming a doctor or a sports superstar or preachers or anything else decent and successful. It reminds me of a tombstone that I ran across, and it is inscribed this way: "As you are now, so once I was. Be warned, my friend, you too will die. As I am now, soon you will be. Prepare, my friend, to follow me." Someone scrawled underneath it this: "To follow you, I'm not content until I know which way you went." Makes me ask, Do you know which way you are going in life? In death? Are you walking after Christ? Or have you chosen another to follow? Friends, listen to this truth. Everybody follows somebody. The Bible has a very pointed verse over in Romans chapter 6, verse 16. It says, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" There's another similar to it found over in the Gospel of Matthew in the 6th chapter, verse 24. And it reads this way, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." A lot of people and a lot of things compete to enslave us. And there are many ways to see whose slave you are. Get out your wallet. Check your checkbook stub. How do you spend your money? That shows what's important to you. Open up your appointment calendar. See what you're doing this week, how you're spending your time. You only have so much time, and everything that is scheduled means that something else is not able to be scheduled. And the things that you give priority to indicate what you consider important to you. Maybe there are other indicators. So the people, the crowd that you hang around with, the causes that you support. All these things begin to spell out whose servant you really are. And you can't serve two masters. You either choose God or you choose to serve Satan. I'm reminded of a guy who, walking down the street, and one of those placards on the front and the back, a sandwich advertising board, you might call it, hanging on his body. And on the front, the sign said, "I'm a fool for Christ." And when he went past and you looked at the back, it said, "Whose fool are you?" Pretty impactive, isn't it? Many voices call us to follow. Fashion is one. I'd say that's probably not one that I am called to do, but are you surprised? A label on the hip of your little pocket back there. Mighty powerful master to a lot of people. Very interesting study, and I'm not going to pick on teenage girls this morning. They took a survey, 7,200 girls, average age 16 years old. They asked them about their shopping habits. You guess how much money and how many times a 16-year-old teenage girl went shopping last year in 2014? For clothes, $1,069. Number of shopping trips, 29. I don't think I've been shopping for clothes at all last year, and it shows. Maybe that explains why there's always a lot of girls in the malls. There's nothing wrong with shopping. I'm merely saying, if it is more important in your life to make sure you're not wearing the big box brand on your hip, but that you have to have the latest of the fashions on your feet or on your jeans, then maybe you're following the wrong God. Popularity. Oh, that's another strong voice that surely calls us, both young and old. Bible mentions that many of the religious leaders, like Jesus was talking about here in Matthew 15, weren't willing to confess him openly. In fact, over in the Gospel of John in chapter 12, verse 43, it says, "For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." Paul talked about it in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. He says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men, or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Peer pressure. Oh, that's a voice that calls, especially to the young. Go along doing things that you don't really believe in just because that's the way the crowd is moving. And you're afraid to stand up against the crowd. Some people compromise. Sometimes their morals, their integrity, even their faith. They offer what they know is right on the altar of popularity. That becomes their God. Pleasure, that's surely a voice that calls. Oh, whether it be alcohol, whether it be sex, whether it be power, whether it be materialism and things. Pleasure comes in many ways. And the voices that we listen to and that move us tell us whose servant we are. And sometimes they pull us away from God. Maybe you've never thought about it, but you have to choose who you will follow. Because a lack of choosing God in and of itself is a choice to serve Satan. Maybe you remember what Joshua said. It's found over in the book of Joshua in the 24th chapter, beginning in verse 15. He says, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Whether we like it or not, where you go is determined by who you follow. That's why Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both will fall in the ditch. And too many people pattern their lives after the wrong people. Too many people make all the wrong choices. Can you say, like Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord"? I wanted to say that. I want to say that. I want to be a fool for Christ, not for some other little g god. So I've had to make the hard choices along life's way. And at first, I had to choose a place where I could learn about God, about Christ, about His Word. Because I surely didn't want to and don't want to follow the blind leaders out there. And there are too many spiritual blind religious leaders today teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, not the Word of God. Too many more interested in the praise of men than teaching the truth. I want to be in a place where there's spiritual light, not darkness. So I went to the Word for guidance. If I could find the church of the New Testament that's described here, and I can find it in the world today, then that's the place I want to go. The New Testament church. One that teaches only the Word of God with no human creed, no book of doctrine, no denominational dictates of men. A place where they realize that the power of the Spirit is important, not the power of men. A place where they spread the Lord's table each Lord's Day, just like the New Testament church did. A place where they wear the only name that's mentioned in the Scripture that's a proper name. It's simply the name Christian. It identifies us with Christ. Not some hyphenated name, not something we've added to or subtracted from, just Christian. A place where souls are won to Christ the same way they were won in the early days in the church. We find in the New Testament calling people to come in faith in Jesus and to be willing to repent of their sins and to be willing to confess that they believe that Jesus is the Christ, willing to be immersed, baptized for the remission of their sins, and willing to try to live the Christian life. We're not perfect, but trying, just like the Word teaches. If I can find that in church, then I can find Christ and all that Christ offers. I can find the place, and I did, and it is His church, the Christian church, simple in doctrine, faithful to the Word, Christ Church. It's here that I can follow Christ. And you who follow, determine where, and who you follow will determine where you go. Friends, my testimony may be a little bit too personal. I don't know. You just swallow. And don't think I am or my family is perfect. Remember, I'm following. I'm not there yet. We're all followers. We're not there yet. But you need to know who you're following, what you're following. If you can follow Christ, then you're going to have that inner peace. You're going to have that quality of life. You're going to have that enjoyment of serving your master in His kingdom's work. If you search the Scriptures, you can find the church. And like it says, it is a precious pearl, that Word of God. It's like a treasure of great price. It is worth finding because Christ is worth finding. And when you find Him, determine to follow Him. Final thought this morning. I simply say marching to a different drummer. Maybe you remember from the English days, Henry David Thoreau and also Ralph Waldo Emerson. They were actually great friends. And Thoreau was known for his great and powerfully strong convictions, even if they were not always popular. And one day he refused to pay a certain tax because he felt it was unjust. And as a result, he was thrown in jail, just as we would be today. And Emerson, his friend, heard about that, and so he went to the jail, and he comes in and he says, "Henry, what in the world are you doing in there?" Thoreau replied, "Nay, Ralph, the question is, what are you doing out there? You see, if you don't stand for something, then you're going to fall for anything. They say silence is golden, but sometimes it's just plain yellow. Following Christ sheds a whole new light on what we believe, how we act, what we stand for. Peter talked about it when he describes the Christian, and it's found over in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light." You know, if Jesus had bumper stickers, maybe they would say something like this: "Follow me, I know the Father." Or maybe it'd say, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Maybe it would simply say, "Follow me home. Follow me home." I'm not interested in following the car or the guy or the belief that's lost. I'm interested in following Christ who can lead me home. This morning we're going to sing a song of invitation, and it's your opportunity to hitch behind that which leads you home. Faith in Jesus, one who can forgive your sins. Just as I said, His plan is simple. He says, "Come. All are invited. All you need to do is believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." You need to be willing to look at yourselves and say, "Yeah, I've probably been following a lot of the wrong things. I need to turn my heart in the direction of my life and repent of what I've done and follow Christ. I need to be willing to stand up for my faith. Confess it, not only before us, but before God. I need to be immersed so that my sins can be washed away. And then I need to come up out of that watery grave and live a little different than I did before. Knowing whom I'm following, knowing where I'm going. Come if you will this morning as we stand and sing.